Presidential spokesperson Kokoani Doho has told Radio Ghana that President Mills is deeply satisfied with the nature of development in the Upper East and Upper West regions, and that if such development projects could be provided in all the regions come 2012, President Mills will retain the presidency and provide the Better Ghana philosophy to the people.
The northern region is scheduled for the 5th and 7th of April. It was just the two uppermost regions, and the Takwa, where the president cut the sword for the reconstruction of the Takwa from Bogosu to Ayamfuri, a major trunk road.
What memories have you brought from the trip?
Very picturesque ones. It's quite exciting. Having gone around, the president is warmly satisfied that in 2 years, his administration can point to tangible in terms of electricity going into the rural communities, in terms of heavy education infrastructure, in terms of road and construction. And so development is reaching the belly of the rural areas. President Mills is humbly satisfied that if this is a testimony in 2 years, then obviously in 4 years, it will be interesting what Ghanaians will see.
There are revelations that other people are warming up to contest President Mills. How is he taking this?
The president has a 4-year mandate to invest in the Ghanaian people, to expand infrastructure, to build a strong and resilient economy, and to govern in an open, honest, and transparent manner. The president is taking it in his 4-year stride, hoping that he would heavily improve the lot of the Ghanaian people. And that is what is uppermost in his mind now, as to whatever contest there is in the future. That's a different matter. Come 2012, Ghanaians themselves will overwhelmingly decide whether President Mills will continue to give them an even better Ghana.
How would that impact on the parliamentary performance in the areas you have visited?
The NDC mandate is 9 out of the 13 seats in the Upper East region. We lost Chenapaga, Boko Central, Dinduri, and one of the Bonsa seats went to the And don't be surprised if at least the Chenapaga, Boko Central, and the Binduri seat come back to the NDC. In the Upper West End, we lost Lora Nandom, and I think Lambusi, and then, of course, Wai East. If since 2004, Wai East got nothing, and today Fusi is enjoying electricity, enjoying